Editor's note. By Kosha Jacqueline Nubajizera. I greet you all, distinguished readers. This publication is to give you an insight into the lives of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex LGBTI persons of Ugandan society. The stories you are about to read are real-life stories of your parents, brothers, sisters, teachers, clergymen, and friends. Public support for LGBTI persons in Uganda is rooted in fear, harmful myths, and lack of education about lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex LGBTI people. Policymakers and the media have shown an eagerness to harness and exploit this bias and thirst for retaliation born out of ignorance in order to build populist political support. This comes at a great cost, affecting constitutionalism, human dignity, media freedom, community security and public health. Targeted, informed and principled analysis from Ugandan experts in the field of LGBTI is lacking among elite and public figures and grassroots constituencies across the country. The print media is a very important tool for communication, not only because people read it every day, but also because it's a tool for education. Ugandan newspapers reach individuals across all socio-economic divisions and are deeply influential. You cannot undo the impact that the media can create, be it positive or negative. Since 1999, the media has been routinely exposing people perceived to be LGBTI, publicly humiliating and degrading them, and sometimes even publishing person details about their homes and workplaces. We have patiently hoped that one day this will change so that the media can start reporting objectively. But because of the media bias, many members of the LGBTI community have been subjected to forceful evictions by landlords, illegal detentions and arbitrary arrests by the police, extortion and blackmail, sexual abuse, physical and mental abuse by members of society, unemployment, and expulsions from schools, to mention a few. It is because of the hate that has been instigated by the media that we have decided to undo the myths, lies and hate that have been portrayed throughout the years by publishing our own news source, Bombastic Magazine. With this magazine, we hope that people will get a chance to live the life we live by getting a feeling of what it means to be discriminated against by your own people. It is our hope that the stories and information shared in this magazine will open up the eyes of many who think LGBTI persons are recruited for money. As a community under attack, it is our duty to inform, raise and create awareness about issues concerning and affecting us. Using peaceful means to educate, inform and advocate for our inalienable rights enshrined in the Constitution of Uganda, we shall continue to use the judicial system to bring about justice, respect and dignity for all members of our community. We shall continue to build a strong community through trainings in human rights, leadership, health, advocacy and entrepreneurship, among others. In the past, our freedom of assembly and associations to empower ourselves were trampled upon by government officials who abused their power, but that will not stop us from fighting for our rights regardless. It is our desire that this publication will enlighten many Ugandans and people around the world who have been indoctrinated into believing that there is only one kind of sexual orientation and gender identity by religious persons and politicians who have conservative values. We also hope that state-sanctioned homophobia via the laws that are being proposed will come to an end, and that instead we will be included in the national health policy. Driving LGBTI persons underground only continues to impede the fight against HIV/AIDS in Uganda and worldwide. Bombastic will speak for the many voiceless LGBTI Ugandans, and the many who are brave enough to share their personal stories. I want to thank all those brave Ugandans who have gone out countrywide to distribute the magazine, the many who have worked tirelessly to see the success of this project, and to our friends and allies around the world who have contributed in many different ways to make this a success. I wish you great reading, and please call and email for any comments. For God and my country. Aluta Continua.